And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Truth without love can be mean, and love without truth can be a lie. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. Today I'm kicking off a series of talks on conflict, on how to deal with conflict in healthy ways, yet another critical trait for any Christian leader. When I say conflict, I'm using the term broadly, referring to any kind of disagreement or difficult issue between two people. My experience is that people tend to deal with conflict in one of three ways. One group of people tries their darndest to avoid it altogether. My sense is that this group is comprised of just under 80% of the population, or most of us. Another group hits conflict head-on, often with a 2x4 in their hands. They blast the person with which they have an issue, usually in blunt statements, and often can be slight exaggerations. My sense is that this group is comprised of just under 20% of the population. Then there's this other group, a much smaller group. These people neither avoid the conflict nor hit it head-on with a 2x4. These people have learned a way to engage the disagreement or issue in an honest and healthy way. This involves sharing their truth or what is so for them and doing it in the most loving and compassionate way possible. My desire with this series on conflict is to help more leaders learn to engage it well in this healthy way, even learning to lean in to conflict when they notice that it exists. So, let's take a look first at what the Bible has to say about this. Matthew 5, for instance, tells us not to avoid the conflict. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Matthew 18 gives us some instruction on how to do it. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he will not listen to you, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Wow. Now, of course, the way this needs to be done, this sharing of the truth, needs to be done with love and with grace. After all, truth without love can be mean, and love without truth can be a lie. So let's go back to what the problem might be with trying to avoid conflict altogether. Well, it just turns out that we can't. People live by different rules, driven by different core beliefs and different core values. When you don't live by my rules around, say, stewardship or family or God's creation or hard work or how you should be raising your kids, just to name a few, there will be natural conflict between us. Trying to avoid this conflict sometimes works, but very rarely. Most of the time, conflict quietly builds if unattended. Over time and with continued installments, it becomes bigger and bigger and finally explodes and causes both parties to behave in unhealthy ways, usually taking the 2x4 approach. You may remember an expression I've used in earlier shows that I borrowed from author Tricia Taylor. Anxiety makes me stupid. I love this expression, and many people have told me that they love that I'm sharing it. Well, when the conflict forces itself on us because we've been trying to avoid it, it puts us in a reactive position And then often one or both of us involved in the conflict get very anxious and therefore can get very stupid in the moment. This is when many regrettable statements are made. Now, it's better, like the Bible says, to be proactive about our engagement in conflict. This way, we will be less anxious and less stupid in our comments. This week, I invite you to think about who you would talk to if you decided to bring a difficult topic out into the open. Don't do it yet, but think about who it might be and how you might do it. Next week, I'll share my thoughts on how to engage conflict in a healthy way. Of course, that program will be aired at this same time on this same station. And as always, you can find our shows at missionmagazineradio.org. Until next week, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.